Welcome, everybody. Share number 1542. We'll enter today. Lilu Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rebaran Zisa. Lilu Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lerfu Shlema Pesach Yosef Ben Hinda. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we are trying to finish up a little bit, a few odds and ends here and there. I just want to chazer over review real quickly. We mentioned in a correction a while back, in one of the shiurim, I just want to make sure we have it straight, in reference to Eretz Yisrael, because we said a while back, we spoke about when one says, I will fly to Eretz Yisrael. So we know that flying to Eretz Yisrael, of course, is a mitzvah. It's a great mitzvah going to Eretz Yisrael. But be it as it may, even in a case in time like that, the great mitzvah of going to Eretz Yisrael, we said the Mishmura did talk about it. It is a machloikis as to whether you could say a mitzvah or not, mention a mitzvah or not that you're going to be doing. And the Mishmura came out, if a person needs a siris, a chizik, whatever, so they could do it. But in general, the regular going to Eretz Yisrael doesn't need much of a chizik. People, you know, are happy to go to Eretz Yisrael and they want to go to Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. So to say on Shabbos itself, I am going Sunday to Eretz Yisrael, I'm going during the week to Eretz Yisrael, because we understand that whether you say going to Eretz Yisrael, whether you say flying, to say flying, that's for sure an Isser, right? You're not allowed to fly. But even if you say I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, right? Well, I'm traveling to Eretz Yisrael, so there's no way to get there. You have to go over the ocean. The only way to get over the ocean is either by boat, which is probably not going to happen these days, you know, but basically plane and flying, and that's pretty much the only way. So we mentioned last time there was a homachlekes in the Sefer Klalim when a person says the word traveling. If you know for sure there's no way to do it besides going on a boat, which is a very complicated issue, right? So in general, I just want to clear it up. Somebody says, I'm going to say I'm flying to Eretz Yisrael, one should not say. If somebody says, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael during the week, also one should not say. The only thing they could say, and I did mention last time that this was mentioned from Rabbi Hirschfeld Shlita, that he said also that Lamaisa, one should be careful not to say I'm going or flying to Eretz Yisrael. The only thing, if one has to say they're going to Eretz Yisrael, they could say it and say it along the lines of, I have tickets to Eretz Yisrael. We have tickets to Eretz Yisrael. We have tickets to Eretz Yisrael. Or we own tickets to Eretz Yisrael, something like that. So therefore you're not saying, it's just making a basic statement. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, because we did mention in the past, in reference to just, you know, like going to London or going to Mexico or going whatever, but Eretz Yisrael would also be included, as far as the talking itself. I just wanted to clear that up as in reference to the going, the flying, traveling. It's all should not be said, even in reference to Eretz Yisrael. Now, just getting back to what we started talking about, we were in the middle of talking about last time, reference to Tsar. We said if somebody has to cry on Shabbos to get the tzar off their chest, so to say, that would be okay. Just to give some examples, brings on the Sefer Klalim on page Shin Samach Vav. Important to keep in mind, it should never come up. Of course, it should never come up, but he does say that person through his crying, he's going to get the pain off his chest, right? Sometimes you get it out of your heart, get it off your chest. Rahman al-Islam, we should never have any bad news. But that would be allowed. Even though in general, on Shabbos, the crying itself should not be done. But if in case in time, we said, but talking about the number one, if there was the vacus in tefillah, a person breaks out in the middle of davening, chastam, that's not really a bad crime. That's not really a unhappy crying. That's sometimes a happy crying. But even to get tzar off one's chest, so that would be okay. You get it off your chest and you cry it out. Right. So that's one. He brings other cases also. I'm not going to get into right now. If somebody, I do want to throw it out there, make it, bring it out. I don't want to get into the halacha lamaisa. It's a little complicated. If somebody had, let's say, Rahman al-Islam, a bad dream at night, a bad dream, and it bothers them, taka, they wake up and it's bothering them, that dream, they should definitely talk to a rav. There are ways to work with that, even on Shabbos itself. Again, I'm not getting into all the details, but one should definitely talk to the rav. When they wake up the next day in shul or whatever, and the Rav would be able to guide them as to how to go about it. Certain things to say sometimes. I know somebody by us sometimes does it, certain various different things to say, you know, in sort of like in protection or to help a person feel better when they taka had a bad dream at night. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. No, reference to Tillim, saying Tillim, not talking Stam Tillim is fine. We're talking about Tillim, let's say, Bedavka for a Chayla, somebody sick, Rahman Aslan. So he said for a Yachid, if somebody, if it's going to, also the same thing, Mutalim, Tillim, one could say Tillim, Be'echidis, B'Shabbos, Afila B'Shvil Chayla, even for a sick person, if in fact this Tillim, will take the pain off their chest, the same type of thing, they're saying Tillim for, they say Tillim during the week, but in Shabbos saying Tillim for Chayla, whatever the case might be, but when it does, again, it'll take the pain off a person's chest, it would be okay. Definitely he brings down over here also Sakana Sayyim, if it's Rahman Aslan Sakana Sayyim, or somebody's in a Sakana Sayyim, like something happened, or whatever the case is, even to say it Barabim, even to say Tillim Barabim, sometimes if it's a Mamisha, extremely dangerous situation. So again, all that in conjunction with, one would have, whatever, to find out from a Rav how, what, when, where, what the situation is, but that would definitely be okay also. Again, we should never need it. But saying Tillim, even Barabim, if it's a question of Sakana Sayyim, something happened to somebody in an accident, Rahman Islam, whatever, somebody could say Tillim, even Barabim, that's the point. Again, we're dealing with Tillim Bedavka for a Chayla over here. That's, regular Tillim is fine. A person says Tillim, you're learning Tillim, whatever, that's not the issue, but the Tillim for a Chayla, so that when it's Be'echidus, so somebody's doing it privately, so he brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman on the bottom, Rav Shlomo Zalman Obech, he says, Mutar Leim Tillim Be'echidus, B'Shabbos, one could say Tillim B'Yechidus on Shabbos, Afilu B'Shvil Chayla K'Shamiru Satillim, when this Tillim Meifig Lai Tzara, it takes the pain off the chest, even if it's not a Chayla Sheyesh Bei Sakana, even Chayla, somebody is sick and they want to say Tillim and it hurts the person, and they want to get it off their chest, they want to say Tillim, they feel better, so that would also be okay. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tuv.